Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, he's from WBZ News Radio. He's the morning host in Boston. He is Adam Kaufman. Adam, welcome back to the show.
What's going on, guys?
Well, we're looking at the standings and thinking, well, isn't that interesting? And Adam, I have to tell you, when Gordon Hayward, unfortunately, suffered his horrendous injury at Quicken Loans Arena in the first game of the NBA season, I thought, oh my goodness, the Celtics are a 4 or a 5 seed at best. Are you surprised they're sitting there at the number one spot with a record of 35-14?
Well, look, anybody that tells you they're not surprised is lying. How could you not be? I mean, when that injury happened, obviously, when Gordon Hayward and obviously Kyrie Irving after that, when these guys arrived and you saw the talent on paper, you saw the talent even in preseason games, you thought to yourself, okay, I mean, this is a team that is capable of going out and repeating as Eastern Conference regular season champs again, and certainly they're closer to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they were even with a healthy Gordon Hayward, there were people at that time, and I was one of them, questioning, but are you quite at Cleveland's level to knock them off and reach the NBA Finals to inevitably compete with Golden State? Hayward goes down 5 minutes, 15 seconds into the season, and it was, oh boy, I mean, this team is going to be lucky to win 50 games, you know, so it probably would fall in that window where you're talking about. But I think in kind of a weird way, you know, one of those just inexplicable, if not by sports sort of ways, I think that injury kind of galvanized the group. Because remember, this was a team that was really entirely new. Danny Ainge turned over this roster to the degree that only 4 players returned from last year's team. So there was going to be a newness to begin with, and you lose an all-star talent like that, and you drop that first game despite showing a whole lot of life at the end trying to come back. You lose the very next night back in Boston in the home opener, and you're 0-2, and then they had an opportunity to kind of practice and get on the same page and talk and cope and move on, and they reel off 16 wins and whatever out of whatever after that to really build a lot of ground and momentum in the East. And I was even saying at the time, if with a healthy Gordon Hayward, I don't think their record is as good as it is right now. Maybe not now, but at that time winning 16 in a row, because I think it just sort of brought them together. Didn't mean they were a better team, obviously, but it had a way of just focusing them and rejuvenating them and ignoring the fact that, you know, everyone is going to be picking against us now and telling us we stink now. And they got over that hump. So right now, they're playing, maybe not in this moment, they're not playing so great. They've been in a little bit of a rut. But in general, in terms of the overall record, they're playing really well.
Adam, are you at the point when you see Kyrie around the rim and the stuff he does with the backboard? Are you at the point where you're now saying, well, I guess that's not luck?
You guys know as well as anybody, it's you're in awe when you watch Kyrie Irving with the ball. I mean, we were even saying before the trade, you know, I was admittedly skeptical of the deal for a variety of reasons, not even ignoring, for instance, the report that came out yesterday where he threatened reportedly to have season-ending surgery if he stayed with Cleveland because he just didn't want to play with LeBron anymore. You know, I had some character concerns. You know, can he come in? Can he be a leader? Can he, you know, et cetera. But the talent, that was never a question. I mean, he is one of the best ball handlers in the entire NBA. He is a good shooter. He is more than capable of running an offense and making players around him better, and so what he's been able to do and come in and pick up right where he left off in Cleveland on an offensive end and really carry probably more than he even anticipated doing without Hayward, it's been great. He is an incredible finisher. Sometimes, guys, I wish he would take it to the rim more than he does. You know, he's gotten a little three happy late in games and close games, trying to feel like he can bring him back from a deficit all with one shot. That gets a little frustrating. I want to see him keep charging the basket because I don't think anybody can stop him there.
Adam Kaufman joining us from Boston, WBZ News Radio. With that in mind, you had character concerns. Do you still, after hearing the news about maybe I'm not, if you don't trade me, I'm going to have knee surgery, the flat earth, the incident with the Philadelphia fan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the flat earth thing. He can, I don't know if he's trolling people or if he wants to believe whatever he wants to believe, you know, the dinosaurs didn't exist and so on. Like, that's, you know, that your world at that point, but your flat world. But the Philadelphia fan, yeah, that was a mistake. He shouldn't have done that. I appreciated at the time that he owned it, you know, the whole S my D comment and all of that for anyone that missed it. But, you know, they won 16 straight games after that, so clearly, you know, got his head in the right place. But it wasn't a good look for him as a leader on this team. Not that there's any specific captain, but he's a guy that carries a lot of responsibility on this roster as a real compliment to Brad Stevens over there on the sidelines. But there are still some, you know, I questioned at the time, you know, you're playing with the greatest player in the world. You're playing on one of the greatest teams in the world. You're annually going to the finals. You have 2 years left on your deal. There are the reports of LeBron leaving, you know, at that time, a year from now, and you want your own team. Well, so wait out LeBron leaving, and then the Cavs become your own team. Or, you know, stick with it. You'll become a free agent when you're 27 years old. You're just entering your prime at that point. So I still have had trouble wrapping my head around some of those things, and obviously the report that comes out yesterday. I mean, I tweeted out, Kyrie Irving effectively said he would rather be cut open and go through months of rehab than play one more basketball game with LeBron James, which is kind of crazy when you think about it, and clearly they'll play together on the All-Star game now. But it just, I need to see what happens when the honeymoon period's over. And what I mean by that is when we get closer to him becoming a free agent in a year and change. You know, is he a lock to stay in Boston? If he is, then you can't say the deal's not a win for Danny Ainge and the Celtics, especially with how Isaiah's played early coming off the injury and what that Nets pick may look like, you know, or if the Cavs end up getting rid of it. But if he leaves after only 2 years and you gave up those assets, well, then it's a kind of a terrible trade. So, you know, time is going to determine a lot of this stuff.
Adam, are you surprised at the way Isaiah Thomas has returned, and maybe more surprised at the way Jay Crowder has not played as well as he played in Boston?
I'm more surprised about the Crowder factor than Thomas. I think, look, I mean, Isaiah Thomas had serious hip issues at the time of the trade. He had surgery, and it's going to take more than there were initial concerns he may not come back all of this year or until very late this year after that surgery. So for him to come back in January and be only, what, 8-10 games in right now and playing a little bit inconsistently, well, of course he's going to play inconsistently. So I think and he's shot fairly well, at least in stretches. So, and for anyone in Cleveland that expected Isaiah Thomas to come in and play this great defense, well, I mean, pay attention. He didn't do that in Boston. Cavaliers knew he didn't do that. You know, how many times have these teams gone against one another between the playoffs and regular season the last couple of years? So I think with Isaiah, just it's more about patience and waiting for him to be 100% and regain his form, and that may not be until next year. The question will be, obviously, if the Cavs want to sign him back and then find out, because that's the timing for him to get that Brinks truck that he's always talked about just sucks. You know, I don't see him getting this huge payday this offseason. But Jay Crowder, he was a really good defensive player in Boston and an offensive contributor and a little bit inconsistent. But we certainly, and I was one of them, you know, maybe overvalued his contributions here. I think what we're seeing now is maybe it was more about Brad Stevens than Jay Crowder, just another guy that Stevens isolated his talents and put him in exactly the spot he needed to be to succeed, and Ty Lue is not doing that.
Adam, it's obviously the Celtics probably enjoying what's going on with the Cavaliers these days, but they still have to respect them. They still can't just overlook them, because that they probably will still be meeting at the NBA Eastern Finals.
I tell you, you know, you listen to talk radio around here, and look, I host on talk radio around here. The number of fans and media that look at what the Cavs are doing and say, ah, they're done, they suck, LeBron's leaving, he's already packed it in, these guys, they're the worst defensive team in the NBA, look, they're already talking trade to add a superstar, they're going to give up on the Nets pick, they're going to give up on their future, Dan Gilbert wants to sell the team because he doesn't want to deal with it anymore, this new GM's in over his head, all of this stuff, to me, I just don't fall in that category. I mean, I'm not saying we're not eventually going to get there if they're still playing the way they are right now come early April and the regular season's winding down. But at the moment, it's late January, guys, and you know this. I'm not going to count out, even if it looks like there are some weaknesses on that roster, and there are. I'm not going to count out a team that is led by LeBron James, who, while arrogant and self-obsessed, is one of the most determined, prideful figures you can find in sports. I'm not going to count out a team that he leads, one that he has guided between Miami and Cleveland to 7 straight NBA Finals appearances. I'm not going to count out that group with another all-star in Kevin Love and other talented pieces in January. I think that's short-sighted and stupid. But the number of people around here that think they're not even going to make the conference finals, that they're going to top out a semifinal exit, to me is delusional.
Adam Kaufman joining us, hosts the morning show on WBZ News Radio in Boston. I'd love to talk Cavs and Celtics with you all day, but we don't have that much time. Let me ask you a Super Bowl question.
Sure.
A Patriots question. And somebody threw this out in our last segment. Bill Belichick's nothing without Tom Brady. And I said, well, and Les said, is Tom Brady anything without Bill Belichick? Who gets credit for that? I that might be the best partnership where guys contribute 50-50 that I've ever seen in pro sports. Or am I not thinking correctly?
No, I think you're right. I mean, that question's been asked around here for years with all the success that they've had. You know, even after 3 Super Bowls and before these last two, and maybe another one, obviously, coming up in another week or so. It's really a chicken and egg debate, which came first. We will never know if Tom Brady made Bill Belichick, if Bill Belichick made Tom Brady, the sixth round pick, 199 overall, versus the coach that failed in Cleveland. You know, we're not going to have that answer. I at least unless Tom Brady does eventually somehow, some way retire and Bill Belichick wins another Super Bowl with another quarterback to be named or maybe to be born at this point, then you'll see, or at least get a little more clarity. Or if Belichick, after all this reported ESPN drama, were to leave and Brady still goes on and wins a Super Bowl with a different head coach, then maybe you'll get answers to those questions. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Brady's going anywhere quickly. I don't think Belichick's going anywhere quickly. I don't think they'll leave at the same time, but ultimately, when Bill does leave, because I think he'll be around longer than Tom, I don't think that's going to land in another series of championships. So I think I know I'm going long-winded here, but I think the generic answer to your question is just the fact that we don't have an answer, and I don't think we ever will. I think they are an amazing partnership, and they have been able to achieve record things.
And anything to look into Patricia and maybe McDaniels leaving?
Oh, just that it's their time. They can't accomplish any more in their current roles in New England than they have. They've been the Patricia, the defensive coordinator, and McDaniels, the offensive coordinator. They've both been in those roles since 2012. They're looking for their third championship. They win the division annually. They reach the conference championship annually. And, it's their time to go be head coaches elsewhere. McDaniels, second kick of the can, and he'll go to Indy, at least if the reports are to be believed, and Patricia, Detroit. And, now we'll find out, as we have before, how well can Belichick, the mainstay, hold it all together? 2 new coordinators, other new assistants inevitably on this coaching staff, and a 41-year-old Tom Brady at that point who's going to have a new offensive coordinator.
Adam, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for your time.
Anytime.
Adam Kaufman, morning host on WBZ News Radio in Boston, joining us there on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.